New Wisconsin standardized test results were released this morning. Statewide, there weren't any dramatic changes from the last 2 years. Students' math scores are inching up, and reading scores have fallen slightly. But the results are a reminder that just 1 in 5 Milwaukee students is proficient in reading and writing, and even fewer meet standards in math. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
Milwaukee Public Schools Interim Superintendent Keith Posley says that under his leadership, MPS scores will surpass the state average. He repeated the promise in an On the Issues conversation at Marquette University Law School last week.
Coming to a radio station or a TV station near you. Breaking news, the Milwaukee Public Schools, for the first time, surpass the state's average in the area of math, reading, and writing.
If that were to happen, it would be a huge jump. This year's Wisconsin Forward exam results show Milwaukee is more than 20 points behind the state average in English language arts and math. Just 19% of MPS students are proficient in English according to state standards. Only 16% are proficient in math, although that is an increase from the past 2 years. English scores dropped about 1 point. This is the third year of data from the Wisconsin Forward exam, which is administered to 3rd through 8th graders. It's the first year math scores topped English in the statewide average. The trends are similar in Racine and Kenosha. About 21% of Racine Unified students are proficient in English, and 22% are proficient in math. In Kenosha, close to 40% of students are proficient in English, and 38% are proficient in math. Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha also lag behind the state average in high school achievement, as indicated by 11th grade ACT scores. The state testing results show Wisconsin's achievement gaps persist. The biggest gap is between Black and white students. The two groups score 40-plus points apart in many categories. For example, 53% of the state's white fourth graders are proficient in math, compared to just 11% of Black fourth graders. DPI spokesman Tom McCarthy says gaps did close a bit this year, but not because the lowest performing groups are doing better.
Just to take all the words and put them on the table, our white students are slipping in performance a little bit, and our other subgroups are staying rather constant. So that is a gap closure. It's not a gap closure that we would celebrate, though.
This year's scores show student testing outcomes are about the same between public and choice schools in Milwaukee and Racine. Voucher students do have slightly better English scores this year compared to their public school counterparts. For more information on your school district's test results, you can find a link with this story on our website, wuwm.com. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.